Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and yes, we are going to chuckle a little bit along the way here. We're going to share with you some of the most current home improvement information you can find anywhere. And you know what? It's spring, and people are going crazy all over the country, doing things around their home, moving outside. We're going to cover all of it. Some of the things we're going to talk about is garage floor coatings. You know, that's something that can dramatically change the look of your garage is by putting a nice coating on it. But there's a number of things you need to do, particularly, Joe, when it comes to preparation of that surface.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, prep is always key, right? Whether you're painting or putting on a garden or anything else, prep is key. And we often talk about how little interest people have in prepping, and I'm with them. Nobody wants to start cleaning and scraping and sanding. You know, you want to get right to whatever the next project, the next step is in the project. But as in the case of painting, especially outdoor painting, unless you really love painting, you don't want to do it again because the paint's going to fail if you don't prep the surface properly. So the prep work, and there are products specifically designed for prepping. You know, sometimes it's easy as just washing and sanding, but there are special products that, whether it's a primer or some kind of cleanser, that can really speed up that process and, in the end, make the finish coat last a lot longer.
That's right. We'll share with you a lot of those ideas and some tricks that we've learned along the way that'll make it a lot easier and the right material to use. Hey, another thing, a few years ago, a national survey came out that, every year this particular survey comes out, talks about your best return on your investment of your home improvement dollar. And it was surprising how high a replacement of a front door ranked on that particular list. And it makes sense. That's usually the first thing that draws your attention to a home. And if it looks neglected, you just feel like the house is neglected. But if it is very welcoming and you know, really doesn't show any signs of neglect, then that's a really good thing. So you can see where it would add a lot of value to your home. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've talked to many realtors who say prospective buyers will walk up to a house and look at the front door and make a decision right then and there, within 2 feet of the front door or 2 feet after the front door, depending on, you know, if the front door doesn't look great, they figure the rest of the house isn't going to be in good shape. Or if the front door does look great and they step in 2 feet and the rest of the house, inside the house, doesn't look so good, they make their opinion, they make their decision pretty quickly on something like that. So, yeah, and plus, if you're using the front door, I happen to come in through the garage, so I don't use our front door very often, but if you use your front door, you know, you have to see that every single day. You know, it's like we often talk about the mailbox, too. You go by these beautiful houses, mm-hmm. The mailbox is leaning like at 30 degrees. It's like, well, something's up. You know, they must go to the mailbox every day. They don't think to push that. Sometimes I want to stop and just straighten out mailboxes.
I know. I see that all the time.
Right? Yeah, but I assume someone will call the cops on me sooner or later, so I've refrained from doing that. But, yeah, I mean, the front door, get that fixed up first, and then you can move on to other projects.
Hey, another thing we want to talk about is something I really have enjoyed using over the years, and it's called Walkmaker. And you will be amazed at when you're talking about a great project to work with your children, creating a cobblestone walkway or a cobblestone patio, or just about, you could even do a driveway. We're going to talk about that and give you a chance to win some of the Walkmaker forms.
You can even do a little landing. Danny, yeah. You don't want to do a whole project like that, even just a landing at the bottom of a set of stairs for a deck or out in front of a shed. You know, I've worked on a lot of shed books and articles, and often the area right in front of that shed entrance is a muddy mess and it gets all worn out, or if it doesn't have steps or whatever. But that would be a perfect place to put a little landing that you don't have to, it's almost maintenance free, right? It's just cement.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like so many projects that we talk about. You don't have to do it all at one time. You can do just a couple, forms and try that and go to another one. It's very, very easy to do. Also, you know, a lot of times you run into situations. We have a homeowner that has some damaged drywall, unfortunate flooding situation. So what do you do when that drywall gets wet for, say, an hour or so? Do you have to tear it all out? What about the insulation behind it? We'll talk a little bit about that, because that's never a fun project. Joe, what about a simple solution for this hour?
Well, I've got one on how to restore copper pots and pans. A lot of people, there are reasons why people use copper cookware, but they tarnish really quickly and stain. So I've got a really quick, easy solution for cleaning them up to brand new condition.
Okay, great. Well, Joe, I'm very proud to tell you that I have no broken bones.
From your ski trip, your recent ski trip.
That's right. I did not hit any trees. I didn't wipe out any young children in the process of skiing. I was able to make it through the day, but man, oh man, that, you know, it works on muscles that you never use.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Your legs in particular just burn, your thighs burn. Yeah. Who would have guessed? Yeah.
Thank goodness for the therapeutic hot tub I had access to.
That's right. Yeah.
That was good, which is always kind of cool, you know, in those ski areas. And you know, this is in Vail, Colorado. And it's kind of cool that they really do spend a lot of money in creating these big hot tub areas. Now, this hot tub was probably, I don't know, 12 foot wide and maybe 25 feet long.
Did it have a diving board?
No diving board.
Or a slide? What was that?
Man, did that ever feel good? And then, you know, just, you know, feet away, there's 4 foot of snow. You're sitting there in your bathing suit, and then here's all this snow. So it's a cool thing. It's outside, and you can see all the mountains around and everything. But it turned out well. But I really underestimated. You know, when you're younger, you never think about that. You know, high altitudes, no big deal. Just go out there.
Right.
Well, as you get a little older, there are certain things that you should do when you head into high altitude situations. Now, like you know, I live at 15 feet above sea level,
right.
And suddenly within a few hours, I was at 10,500 feet. So
air's a little thinner.
There's a little difference in that air. So, you know, what they tell you to do is the first day you're there, take it easy. You know, drink 3 liters of water a day per person.
That's a lot of
water.
And
don't do anything strenuous. Well, what did I do? I went straight out on the ski slopes. First thing that morning, I skied all day long. Heck, it was cold. I wasn't thirsty. Why drink all that water? So I didn't drink enough water, and about middle of that afternoon, the head was hurting. I was feeling a little dizzy, and it was time to kind of head back and get a little oxygen back at the hotel.
Well, when you're out there and you're only out there for a few days, you don't want to take an entire day of not doing anything.
Exactly.
Because it does require some, you have to acclimate yourself to that. Otherwise, you do get that extreme headache. I've never been out to a place like that in the summer. I don't know if you have, but I wonder what they do all summer. I'm sure they're busy and people go out there and they hike the mountains, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder, do the chairlifts still run, to bring people up and about?
The bigger ones, gondolas, they'll have those running up and down just for sightseeing and things like that, and to, you know, keep them working. And then they have restaurants up on the top of the mountain.
Right,
They'll have those kind of things. But, some of them shut down completely, but this was pretty impressive. There was a 31 different trails that you could go down. And of course,
a lot of snow right before you got out there.
Tremendous amount of snow. Yeah. But there were some very, very treacherous ones that I stayed away from because when I was younger, I'd tackle all of them. It didn't matter.
Right.
But as you get a little older.
Unless you want to meet an orthopedist, it's a good idea to stick to the green and blue trails.
Yeah. How about trips for you? Have you got any trips planned, Joe?
Well, we just came back from Cape Cod. My wife is still teaching, although the schedule is all crazy because of the pandemic, but her school's on spring break, so we typically go away when she's off from school. So we just ran up to the Cape Cod's probably about, we go all the way out to Provincetown and Wellfleet out to the end, so that's probably
a beautiful
like 4 hours
out.
Oh, it's spectacular, and we hit great weather. It was like 63 degrees every day we were out there, which is warm and unseasonably warm for this time of year. But it's just nice. They have the ocean beaches and the bay beaches and, the high tide and the low tide. On low tide on the bay beach, you can walk out, maybe a mile and a half.
Yeah.
And the water's only like 2 inches, 3 inches deep. I mean, you have to see it to believe. It's really just spectacular. but that's it. And I'm back home and I'm going to be building some sets and photographing some deck construction for a new Black & Decker book that
I was hired
to help out with. So I'm not the author, but it's a revision. So I'm going to be building these sets and photographing different deck details. I'm going to start that. I'm going to go down and get some mahogany decking right after this show, in fact.
No kidding. Wow. You don't see that around very much.
No.
Well, I'll tell you something that is happening right now everywhere in the country is gardening and getting out in that yard.
That's right.
So many people, including my wife, she's been to the home center several times this week, and I have plants piled up out there. And these plants, they don't come installed. You buy them.
Really?
And she places them around trees, and I think, well, You know, they just have to go in the ground. It's better.
I think whoever brings them to the house has to plant them in the ground. That's what I think. That would be a good rule.
Exactly.
Yeah, good luck broaching that subject.
I know it. I've got a feeling that's what I'll be doing this afternoon, and adding a little extra dirt, adding the right amendments. But I'll tell you what, once those things start growing, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's I think that's why so many people have really gravitated towards doing things in their yard, planting, enhancing it. And we've got a lot of tips that we're going to share with you all along the way. So you know how it is. We're just getting started here, and you know you're at the right place to get the most current home improvement information that you can find anywhere. And we're glad to be here. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. So get ready for a whole lot of fun here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Spring is on its way. Almost time to roll out the green carpet. Start planning now with innovative help from the Home Depot. Use our project calculators to figure how much grass seed you'll need or just the right amount of mulch. Our online workshops and how-to videos will get you up to speed fast. From outdoor fire pits to planter projects, if you're ready to roll, so are we. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Bonide Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Bonide Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Bonide. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're just getting started, and we're about to share with you a lot of great information. And, you know, at this time of the show, we always like to put a spotlight on one of our many, many stations all over this country. And this one is in a wonderful sounding town, Mountain Home, Arkansas. And we're there and available and being heard on KTLO 97.9 FM.
And a special shout out to Operations Manager Brad Haworth. Thank you, Brad, for putting us on the air there. Mountain Home is located in the southern Ozark Mountains in north central Arkansas, just south of the Missouri state line. And it's the center of the Twin Lakes area, with Norfolk Lake to the east and Shoals Lake to the west. And the town is within 15 minutes of Three Rivers, making it, Danny, one of the nation's top freshwater fishing destinations. And I say, why are we not there?
Why aren't we there? We can do the broadcast from there.
That's right, from the boat.
While we're fishing.
Well, doesn't that sound, you're right, that lovely sounding town, but also sounds like a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah. And
there's Ozark Mountains.
There's so many areas when you're driving through the Ozarks, especially when you see mountains are beautiful, right, of any size. But then when you see the lakes and waters and rivers and everything,
yeah,
and, you know, along with that, then it really starts looking good. But a special hello to everybody there in and around Mountain Home, Arkansas. Right now we're going to head to Virginia, and Alan is on the phone. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danny. And Joe, it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you on board. And what about this garage? You put a lot of effort into it, but something didn't quite pan out just right. Tell us all about it.
Well, Danny, as I expect you to be the great sage of knowledge, I did exactly everything that you suggested, because I'm sure Joe does this, accepts everything that you say also.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But basically, I had a garage that had never been finished on the floor. Taking your directions, I cleaned it with TSP, let it dry. Then I laid down an epoxy clear seal paint and then put a clear seal on top of it. But after a period of time, it started, you know, flaking really bad. And then, of course, I also have the burns from the heated tires, which is another issue. So I want to figure out, how do I correct that? I'm sure it's a rookie mistake, but what did I do wrong, and how can I correct it so that I don't get the flaking again.
Well, I tell you, Alan, you know, so many times when you have a slab, it's so porous, and when it sits there for a while, you never know what has penetrated down into the pores of that slab. You know, you hear about oil deposits, you hear about other residue that can go down into that slab, and even though TSP, or trisodium phosphate, is a great cleaner to clean all of that, sometimes it still can be a challenge, and we've heard, regardless of the type of product used, of people really being challenged on, for it to last a long time, because you'll have those remote areas here and there that start peeling. And of course, where you're talking about the tire tracks and the heat from that is always a problem. But, I always have to think that different, and you didn't mention a brand name on what you used, which is fine, but it just seems like some of the garage finishes seem to be a little, let's say, diluted a little bit, or not quite as strong as you would want. Because when you're doing that, it's a lot of work. You want it to last a long time. And that was one of the reasons on my new house here, I used the Deitch coatings. And I know there used to be a very, popular name out there that promoted their garage floor coatings. And they look good when you first used them, but we found that they just wouldn't hold up as well. And I would hate to suggest to you to have to redo it, but I think I think you should look into the Deitch coatings and consider that. It's not very expensive and very easy to install, especially since you've already have that type of surface, at this point. And then they have an actual etcher that comes with that you mix up with water, and it really does a good job in preparing that surface. So hate to suggest that you do it all over again, but I'm really satisfied with mine's been down about 6 months now, and it is just flawless. So I suggest maybe that.
Now, with that etching, do you have to scrape all the flake up, or will that etching basically get it back to a beginning state?
Yeah, I would scrape up as much as you can. You want to get as many of those flakes out of there as you can, and any areas where your tires maybe, have caused some, failure on the surface, I would go ahead and try to get as much of that off as you can. And then, and I'll tell you what, it would not be a bad, even though it's a little awkward in a garage sometimes to pressure wash, if you can take just a 3 foot of plastic and kind of roughly tape it around the bottom and use a pressure washer. We don't recommend a pressure washer for every bit of cleaning that you do, but in a case like this, it's probably time to get a little aggressive on it in addition to the etching material that they have. So scraping, hitting it with your pressure washer, and then coming right back with mixing the etching that they have and putting it on and follow directions, I think that's going to give you the best bet for the material to hold on long term.
Okay, well, great. Well, I appreciate the advice, and I'll try to correct it, and hopefully the flaking will go away.
Well, we hope so too, Alan, because I know it's a lot of work. But thanks so much for being with us today, and if we can help you any other way, you know what to do.
Take care, guys. Be well.
All righty. Thank you very much. Joe, I do kind of feel like that there's, like, in a lot of things, whether it's paint, caulk, a lot of different materials, there's kind of that, good, better, best, or maybe you even want to look at it as a consumer line material and a professional line material. And though the professional line may be just a little more expensive, in most cases, it is well worth it.
Yeah, that's why I often say let price be an indicator of quality, right? If the paint costs a little more, there's probably a really good reason for it. And Alan didn't mention, I assume he used an epoxy garage floor paint or something labeled like that. And they typically, that process is typically, it's called the 4P process, because each step begins with the letter P. You have to prep it, prime it, paint it, then protect it. And protect it meaning the clear top coat. And if you don't do all four of those steps correctly, particularly the first two, prepping and priming, then there's no guarantee the top coat, no matter how much you paid for it, is going to last a long time. And if you buy a paint from whichever manufacturer, they will typically have a prep product that etches the surface. They'll have a primer you're supposed to put down first, and of course the paint, and then they'll also have this top coat sealer. So I would always recommend getting all the products from the same manufacturer. It's not that you can't mix and match, but you're trying to eliminate any chance of something failing. If there is any kind of warranty, you will void it by using someone else's primer, let's say. So for Alan, I mean, worst case scenario, he's going to have to rent a concrete grinder and get back to bare concrete. Yeah, I'm not sure he has to, but he might need to do that.
And I suspect the failure that he's seeing there is something that was down in that slab.
Right.
Because, you know, you have things down in the slab and just, you know, natural evaporation is going to pull up. And when it is pulling out and kind of migrating out of the slab is where it's going to cause that sealer, regardless of what it is, to release. So
right.
that's a tricky one, especially if you have a slab that has not been cured or not been sealed, and you know it might be 10 years old, it might be 50 years old. There's a lot of opportunities for things to get forced down into the pores of that material. So that's where having, as you mentioned there, the primer is one of the ways that it kind of seals that,
right,
and kind of eliminates that chance of that stuff migrating up, because that really is a big deal.
And he mentioned tire marks. That's referred to, I think, as hot tire pickup. I'm not sure where they came up with that term. But when you pull into a garage and those tires are hot and sit on that paint, and that tends to pick up that paint. I guess that's the reason they call it hot tire pickup. So make sure any product you buy says it repels that particular problem.
And wait quite a while before you might walk on it and say, well, it's fine, I can drive this. But a lot of those things recommend as much as 72 hours. Some of them even recommend 5 days before you drive on it.
And that's why.
And that's exactly why, with those hot tires rolling up in there. Okay, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the importance of a front door looking good on your house. And do you have to replace the entire unit on your front of your house, or can you replace just the door? We will explore that and a whole lot more here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, you may not spend a lot of time thinking about the drain in your shower, but if you're remodeling a bathroom, it's an important consideration. Odie makes drains and closet flanges for a wide variety of applications, but their new PVC shower drain with snap-in stainless steel drain cover is a real problem solver. It's designed for use with shower bases and the drain body that can be glued over a 2-inch or inside a 3-inch Schedule 40 drain pipe. The reversible clamping collar is secured with 4 stainless steel bolts into brass inserts. The 2-inch threaded strainer barrel is adjustable to allow for easy height adjustment, and the strainer is made from stainless steel. So for more information on this Odie round PVC shower drain with snap-in stainless steel drain cover, log on to HomeDepot.com. Now, that might sound very, very complicated, but if you've done any plumbing, or if you are a plumber, you know that this is a pretty standard way with the 4 bolts that you are able to adjust right in there. So it's not as complicated as it might sound, but definitely Odie has been in the business for a long, long time. So if you're doing a shower, you might as well. You know, that's one of those things, Joe. It's like a one-shot deal. You know, I'm just going to put in a cheap shower drain, and I'll get back around there in a year, and I'll put in a real nice Odie one. But you need to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, and plus, we're saying the really nice ones that are more money, but we're talking about the difference between like maybe $10 and $15 or $20.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking like it's going to cost you $300 as opposed to $2. So yeah, it's well worth it, because you don't want to go back in there and try to cut them. Not to mention, once it's tiled over, you want to tear out all that tile too, and then try to cut the pipe out. So, yeah, no, this is money well spent. And Odie's been making products, as you said, for many years, and I use them all the time. They have a great line of products, really specialty products, very well designed.
Yeah, and they've been around a long time as well. Let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. I want to remind you about that number, 800-946-4420 is all you have to do, is to give us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we will get an answer to your question as fast as we possibly can, or possibly have you on the radio just like right now from Kentucky. Nina is on the line. Nina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Tell us about your front door dilemma there, because this is something that a lot of people think about, replacing that old neglected door on the front of their house, and they run into questions along the way. So tell us what's going on with yours.
Well, it's westward facing, so it gets a lot of heat. And I think it's an original door. The house was built in the mid-70s, and it's wooden. Mm-hmm. It has side lights on either side. And at times, because wood will expand and contract, it makes it difficult to close at certain times of the year. And also, even in some of the joints, there appears to be sap oozing mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. of it. And I sanded it down, repainted it, it comes back. My local big box store told me that I would need to replace the whole unit, satellite included, which was a larger project than I wanted to have done at the time. So mm-hmm. I'm calling you for advice.
Okay, certainly. Well, there's no reason at all why you can't just put in a door slab, just the door itself, where you're removing it, and it's going to be pretty much a standard size, but you would want to check the measurements on it closely. And then you can install another wood door. Of course, the most popular right now is a fiberglass door, and something that used to be popular that's kind of fading away are the metal doors. So I would look at some of the, and you said it's painted, not stained. Is this correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So a fiberglass door can be stained, but certainly it can be painted very easily. And you should be able to just simply install that door. I would suggest go ahead and replace the hardware while you're doing it, the hinges and the lock set, and unless they're in good shape, not worry about it. But you should be able to do that without any problem. Now, the thing about that, you would also want to pay particular attention to the weather stripping and making sure that it's in good shape. If not, you'll have to replace it along the way. But Joe, do you see any, I mean, of course there's an advantage if you're replacing the entire frame
right.
so that you have the, you know, better, well, it's newer and it's cleaner and you've got the weather stripping, but sometimes that can be tricky to separate that unit from an integrated side light and so forth.
Yeah, Nina, if the question is, can you just replace a door, as Danny said, yeah, you can definitely do that. Now, and then you have an option of wood or fiberglass or metal. You would try to obviously want to match the side lights. Do they have like partial glass and partial panel below, or are they full glass from bottom to top?
It's partial glass and partial panel.
Right, so you probably want to try to match that panel, which wouldn't be too unusual.
Yes.
Now, if you did want to invest in replacing the whole thing, pulling out a door with the frame is not that big a job, and whether it has side lights on or not, it doesn't make it any more difficult. It makes it a little bigger and a little heavier, but other than that, pulling it out, because it would all come out in one piece anyway. So if you wanted to replace it, it's really not that big a deal. It would cost more, obviously. But as long as the side lights, which are wood, are in good shape, you know, I would want to put a new door in there. And then if the side lights are in terrible shape and you have to replace those, then the whole frame would have to come out. You wouldn't be able to pull out the side lights and just replace them. So I guess you'd have to make the decision. Can you save the side lights and you like them and they are in good enough shape? Then you could just replace the door and then decide, you know, you have to sand and repaint everything to match.
Right. And any pros and cons on the fiberglass versus steel, because I was leaning towards fiberglass. But
right.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, fiberglass is more expensive. I've lived in a home for 28 years with a metal front door, steel front door, and it's in great shape. Now, I have and it doesn't fade, you know, fiberglass has a tendency to fade a little bit, but it's easy to finish, you know, put more paint or more stain on it. Now, mine has a storm door over it. So it's protected from the weather. I don't know if you do. So yours is going to be exposed
yes.
to the weather all the time. So I think, you know, fiberglass is certainly a viable option. I probably would not go back to wood only because of the maintenance issues.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good. So I would suggest either fiberglass or metal.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, and best of luck on the project. Thanks so much for being a part of the show today. Yeah, that front door is, you know, you look at your front door every time you drive into your driveway. You need it to look good. And if you're selling your house, absolutely at least put a fresh coat of paint on it or a fresh coat of stain. It'll make a big, big impression when those prospective buyers are coming up. Hey, speaking of coming up, we are going to be talking about our backyard Paradise contest, which are just about to be at the end of that. And also we're going to tell you more about QuickReach Walkmaker giveaway. A lot of things you can win here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home, so why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise Contest today for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape worth up to $10,000. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bon-Eyed, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bon-Eyed. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And we want to make you aware of a brand new subsection on todayshomeowner.com brought to you by the Metal Roofing Alliance. You can find it at todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing. There you'll find a lot of great information and inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home. Metal roofs are so popular these days and one of the best investments you can make to boost your home's value. So right now, head over to todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing to find out more. You might be amazed at all of the varieties of different metal roofing that's available out there. It's always great to work with the guys at Metal Roofing Alliance. Also, it's awesome to work with your daughter every week. She may not say the same, but Chelsea Lipford Wolf is with us right now to talk a little bit about checking in with Chelsea. Chelsea, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Just finished up a new accent wall in my son's room, and it's just really fun and cool how quickly you can change the look of a room with a few pieces of molding and some tight bond construction adhesive.
Now, were you able to get Gus involved in this project and get him to do a little bit of the work?
No, I did it while he was at school because construction adhesive is not water cleanup. So we don't want to get into that mess quite yet.
I was thinking the same thing, but I did see the wall when it was partially done, and pretty neat, though, just simply taking some molding and running it on a vertical spacing along there, it really changed the look of. But you know what? It would also make that wall a little more durable, which is pretty important when it's a son's room.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it coming off the wall anytime soon since it's put up there with the construction adhesive. And I like doing projects with tight bond and challenging myself to make them without any nails. So this project is 100% held up with the construction adhesive. You don't need a nail gun. And it's just really neat. And of course, the how-to video is online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Yeah, you know, the thing about using construction adhesive, and we've gone into the, like dining rooms and so forth and did the applied molding, you know, that almost simulates kind of a wainscoting look to it. And boy, if you use that right, you know, first of all, cut that tube to where it doesn't allow a ton of the material to come out, that you have a nice controlled bead on it and take your time and put it in. Then, you know, you apply it to the wall, then pull it away from the wall just a little bit and then back on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things.
Call that, Dad?
We call it burping the glue. But I'm sure there's more technical terms for that, but it works extremely well. It is more fun. And then to be able to, you know, not be able to use the nails, or if you have just one nail here and there, it just makes it your ability to finish it so much better because you don't have so many nails that you have to coat over.
Right. And I was saying, instead of painting the molding that I used, I stained it before I attached it to the wall. And so I didn't, you know, it's so hard to mask those nail holes, especially with stained wood. And so I didn't want to have to worry about that at all.
Now, Chelsea, I've met Gus, and now you put this molding up horizontally as an accent wall, but are you sure it's not going to become a climbing wall?
Oh, I don't think, well, you never know. Just when you think something is not going to be climbable, they make it climbable.
Right.
So we will have to find out. Time will tell.
Just don't buy him a Spider-Man costume anytime soon, because...
Too late.
Find him up near the ceiling.
That's right.
Well, one thing we know, he won't be peeling the pieces of wood off and chasing his sisters around with
that's
it because
right.
you're not going to get that off the wall. But that's a great that's a really great project, and one that you should consider around your home is an accent wall. Works out really well in any room in the house, and it allows you to really use your imagination just as Chelsea's done here. So again, as she mentioned, head over to checkinginwithchelsea.com and you'll see all about it, and you'll be able to see the advantages that using tight bond construction adhesive will bring to just about any project that you have. Well, Chelsea, I know that you're heavily involved in Chelsea's Ranch Revival, the renovation of your home that we're going to be featuring on the Today's Homeowner television show and radio show here very soon. So I'll let you get back to that because I understand you got a lot of people around the house there that you've got to monitor.
That's right. Today I'm foreman on the job site because we have a brick mason, painters, and some electricians here. So I can't wait to share the project coming up this summer with our TV audience.
That sounds good. Well, get back to work and let me know if I can help you anyway.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
I know she is really busy running around answering a zillion questions right there. Hey, I want to remind you now, time is running out. You need to enter our Backyard Paradise contest right now. No matter where you live in the 50 states and here in America, you can enter this contest for your chance to win an outdoor living space from our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete. You've heard a lot about this contest over the years, and it's worth up to $10,000, but they seem to always exceed our expectations each and every year. Plus, the winner's makeover project will be featured on an upcoming episode of our Today's Homeowner television show. So to enter, fill out the entry form at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise and tell us why your yard is in need of a makeover. Don't delay, your time's about to run out. Actually, tomorrow's the last chance to enter. That's todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Again, brought to you by our friends Pavestone and Quikrete. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you about our Quikrete Walkmaker giveaway, which is a really unique thing. We'll tell you a little bit more about Walkmaker. And of course, Joe's got another simple solution for you. And I know everybody always looks forward to the simple solutions. Well, you don't have to wait long. Hang around. We'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.
we're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, Titebond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to Titebond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Titebond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Man, I'm so excited to tell you about the Quikrete Walkmaker Giveaway. Now, if you don't know what Walkmaker is, it's actually a reusable concrete mold that's made of durable plastic. It's just a little square that's about 2 foot by 2 foot that has a cobblestone pattern, actually has several different patterns that's available. But we want to, and we've used it many, many times. You can make walkways, you can make driveways, you can make little patios, landings, just about anything you need. And you need to go to Quikrete.com and check out Walkmaker. You'll see exactly what I mean. Or you can go to todayshomeowner.com and be able to see some of the projects that we've done with this fantastic product. Now, you can also head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to enter for your chance to win a really cool prize from our friends at Quikrete. One lucky winner every month will receive Quikrete Walkmaker to create their own cobblestone look pathway. Now, it's very easy to do just about any project around your house. And not only is Quikrete giving away the Walkmaker, but they're throwing in, listen to this, 25 bags of concrete. Now, this is enough for a 50-foot-long path at your house. Again, to enter, head over right now to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Don't delay, because this month's giveaway ends on April 4th. So this is a lot of fun. We'll be doing this every month, and we'll start posting some pictures and some of the projects that people have completed. But right now, let's change direction slightly and talk about our simple solution of the hour.
All right, Danny. Copper clad cookware is really popular with home cooks because copper conducts and transfers heat really well. The problem is copper has a tendency to stain and tarnish. So here's a quick way to clean up a copper pot to like new condition, and it only takes a few seconds. First, pour some white vinegar into a skillet, and you want about 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch of white vinegar, and then sprinkle in some coarse salt. Usually kosher salt works really well. Pour, you know, maybe a couple of tablespoons, 3 or 4 tablespoons into the vinegar, then turn on the heat. Wait till the vinegar is just about to boil, then turn off the heat, and put the pan, the copper pan, into the vinegar, then fill it about halfway with water. You're just adding water to keep the pan from floating because you want it to sit down in the vinegar. And that's it. And then you just wait maybe 10 minutes or so, then scrub the bottom of the pot with a scouring pad. And that alone will remove almost all the tarnishing because the vinegar has already worked its magic on it. If you need to, you can take a scouring pad, dip it into the vinegar, sprinkle a little salt onto the onto the scouring pad and then buff off any remaining stains. And you'll see it'll come out. You'd think you'd be scrubbing the copper right off, but you don't actually harm the copper, even though it's a microscopic thinness. But it'll look brand new. It'll be shiny and brand new. And there's a video online at todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions showing this exact tip.
Oh, I love these kind of tips, and of course, most of them are very, very simple like this, but to be able to use a lot of the things you already have in your house, because people a lot of times will automatically just think, well, I got to go to the store, I got to find something, a product that you can use, and oftentimes those products are no better than what you can use right out of your pantry.
And if you ever find copper pots at a tag sale, they might look like you can't save them, but for a few cents, buy one, take it home, and try this trick. You might be able to restore it.
And basically, any solution to any problem starts with white vinegar. That's the main substance in life. If you don't have anything else, have you a quart of white vinegar standing by. Hey, this is pretty much wraps up this first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Amazing how quickly it runs. But if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, no worries. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.